Hello, everyone. This is Will.
This is your manager speaking. There is a killer loose in the theater, in the podcast, excuse me.
Welcome to Team Cone. There or is they a killer mostly loose. Come out at night.
Please, the cops are on their way. Do not panic.
As I just slowly insert my face into my microphone, deeper.
This is Alex.
Welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night. Fuck.
Mostly. Fucking mostly.
Fuck. They got us again, Alex.
Well, this is the very definition of they got us.
I hate gimmicky movies.
Do you?
Can I just say that? It's like, I like certain things in my movies, and gimmicks is not one of them.
This is peak. This is peak gimmick.
I don't even know where to begin.
This is peak gimmick.
I guess we should begin by saying we watched a movie tonight called Drive-In Massacre.
Exciting.
The critique, well, the review, well, so the overview of the movie is going to be really fucking short because there's nothing to it.
Oh, there's...
But we probably have a lot to say afterwards.
There's lots of good old padding.
Too much padding. Lots of good
fucking shit being shoveled down.
If you like a filler-thon, this is a fucking that. Like, this is just all fucking filler. I don't get... Just didn't give a fuck.
Why would you?
They're like, you know what? Let's just pad out our movie as much as humanly possible because we only have about 15 minutes worth of content.
This is like a 10-minute short.
I want to do some trivia real quick.
Well, please.
This film was shot in 4 days.
It looks like it, I assure you.
The drive-in scene that's filmed at night was shot in a single evening.
Well, they want you to think.
That's almost every murder scene in the movie, Alex.
They want you to believe.
That is almost every single murder scene in the movie was filmed in an entire night.
Almost?
Every single one.
I was going to say, I'm not counting that bullshit as a murder scene, okay?
The obvious padding?
Yeah. So, they want you to believe it's multiple nights, but we know better.
It ain't, because it's the same cars and everyone's dressed the fucking same.
Because it's the same night in the same drive-in. Efficiency.
No.
Fortunately, they didn't think to change wardrobes.
Now, also, the script was written in 1 week.
You know what's funny? If in the opening credits, there is a screenplay by and a story by.
Original story by. Let's do a play-by-play on this, how this story went down. Guy walks into a boardroom. Well, their independent film company.
You mean the director's porno studio?
Yeah, he just walks into the director's porno studio. Let's say it like it
the
is.
Guy made pornos,
another
by the
porno
way.
Director. So he walks in. He's like, what was his Seg? Or whatever his name was. I don't
Stu,
even know.
Stu Siegel.
Stu Siegel. Stu, I got this great idea. I've been working on a story. Stu's like, okay, let me just film this guy railing this girl real quick, and I'll get right with you. So they sit down after Stu films that scene. And the guy's like, hey, so I've been thinking about this story. Now, here's the story. Some guy kills people at a drive-in.
With a sword.
We don't know who it is. Stu's like,
genius.
Okay, is that it? And the guy's like, yes.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're a fucking genius.
You are a fucking hired.
You deserve stardom. Would you join my team? Would you let me credit you on our credits? Because, oh, I should also mention this wasn't an approved film, so everyone had to use pseudonyms.
Yes.
That's special.
This is not quite as good as the director's other magnum opus of Teeny Buns.
Teeny Buns is a movie for everyone.
It's truly a movie for the whole family. This yes, is
if
not...
you want to make things awkward.
No, it's totally fine.
Teeny
it's,
buns.
It's teeny buns.
Yeah.
It's about tiny bread.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like little sliders.
Yeah.
Like it's about a guy.
It's like the movie. It's like the movie Chef. You know. Yeah. It's like that.
It's like Chef, but if a guy made buns for sliders.
That's it.
Teeny buns.
That's totally fine.
He makes hamburgers for mice.
Yeah, it's cute.
Teeny buns.
It's you know, this isn't quite up to that. Okay, I just want to say, long time ago, when we were young, we had a movie on this podcast. It's
Do you
our
mean
second
when this podcast was young?
When we were young, mentally.
Yes.
And physically.
I feel like I'm in my 90s now from all the amount of brain matter I've lost in this past year.
Yeah. So when we were young and physically and mentally, our second ever episode, we did a movie called Carnival of Blood.
Yes.
It was a movie about random murders that go on at a carnival. And that's it.
One thing I really remember about Carnival of Blood, it was hilarious. And I'm sorry this intro is so long, but, like, the movie has no substance.
There's literally nothing to talk
like,
about.
It's going to literally, we're going to pretty much skip all the filler. So, literally, it's going to be about maybe 30 minutes of content.
Possibly.
So, just get ready for that. That's why we're talking. That's why we're talking beforehand. So, the one thing I remember about Carnival of Blood is I love that scene where you can see pretty much the entire film crew.
Yes, you see the microphone and there's like a little desk that has a script on it.
Like a little writing desk, that has a script on it. It's great.
But this reminds me of that because, again, gimmick location, it's just cheap. The whole thing is cheap. And in between your kills at your gimmick location, you have just minutes upon minutes of bullshit. And
padding.
Both movies are directed by porno directors.
If this was a like a if this
both of them
if this was a package getting delivered to you, it'd be like one of those packages where you order like a tiny little like headphone jack and like get it in a big ass box with a bunch of packing peanuts like surrounding it.
Okay, but Will, at least you get what you ordered.
Well,
you know what you get here?
To be fair,
you get a box.
To be fair, the title is Drive-In Massacre, and we did get a Drive-In Massacre. But we also
did
got,
we?
Yes. We also got a massacre of movies.
Well, this is like if you order a box and it's just packaging.
Okay. It's just packing peanuts.
You're looking through it, and like they just forgot to put your order in there. And you're just like,
like, whatever, here, fuck it.
Yeah, that's this movie. That's the ending of this movie. And again, this movie, just like Carnival of Blood, also has a character who's a bit slow.
Yes.
You have just moments upon moments of people before they get killed being annoying as shit to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And then they get killed in a gimmick, shitty fucking papier-mâché head falling off thing. It's the same shit.
It's the same movie.
It's the same shit.
It's the same goddamn movie.
Except the issue is that now our standards are a little higher because we've actually seen it fun movies on this podcast.
Alex,
so now going back
we got
to that.
We got three in a row and we have to go back to this.
We go back to where we started. It's shit.
You know, if you don't learn from the past, you're doomed to repeat it.
Stu Siegel didn't learn from the past.
Apparently we didn't either because we thought it would just be hunky-dory.
Did we?
No. Because it's this... Dude, it's
You
this,
saw the trailer.
It's the nature of this podcast, dude. Like, we get a few good ones, and I mean very few. But we have to make our way through the just god-awful movies before and after that.
Just you wait. Just you wait.
I'm kind of excited for the rest of 76.
I don't know
what's in store.
I got stuff planned for you, baby.
Because I'm the hype.
We got a lot.
I'm just the hype man. And
we got a lot.
And the co-host. You put together all the movies.
Well, I weighed.
I'm also your
through it.
I'm also your supplier of beer. So if I ever fail at that, then I think we're screwed.
Then what are we gonna do, Will?
I don't know.
We have to watch bad movies without.
I mean, we could always like drink hard liquor. We might need to on some. I got it. For our 100th episode,
no.
I'm going to drink hard liquor.
No.
Yep.
No, well, you know what the 100th episode is going to be.
That's why I'm going to drink hard liquor.
But that's more than one episode.
I know. I'm going to drink hard liquor on every one of them? Episode, yeah.
Okay.
I'm making that dedication.
Have fun with your liver.
Thanks.
Because you're going to...
I'm going to need it. So if you hear me more intoxicated on our 100th episode, you'll know why.
Well, there's many reasons why. You'll know why. But you'll see it. You'll see. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's special.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into this shit show. I guess we've bullshitted long enough.
So the wonderful movie starts with a discount Doobie Brothers song.
Yep. And it's like, just showing a drive-in, like an empty drive-in.
It switches between like evening, like sunset, and straight nighttime in the same fucking like frame. Yep. It'll switch because God forbid you get your fucking movie straight.
Why would you want to do that?
No. You can't.
Why would you want to do that,
so
Alex?
You get Gurmy. Fucking, like...
His name is Gurmy. That's G-E-R-M-Y.
Gurmy. So you get Gurmy, like, motioning cars where to park, and this fucking bald dickhead, like, taking money from people. But Gurmy's, like, it's like sunset, and when it's the bald dickhead, it's just straight night. They couldn't get it right. They couldn't do it. They couldn't fucking do it. And we get all this, and the discount Doobie Brothers song ends, and then the fucking...
Oh my god, we get a couple. These are supposed to be teenagers, but they look like they're in their mid-20s, or even arguably early 30s.
The dude is horrifically balding, and the woman has like a mom haircut.
Yeah, it's true.
This whole thing
even
is wrong.
Even for the 70s, they look too old.
This whole thing is wrong.
So they're talking in a car about how they just moved into a new place, I guess, together, even though they're teenagers. Because they were talking about that.
Yes.
And they were, like, saying, like, oh, yeah, like, I can't wait to get back in the sheets and all that stuff. Like, for a porn director, this is pretty,
It's pretty standard.
This is pretty stale for coming from a porn director. Because nothing really happens.
You get maybe 1 millisecond of nudity for this movie.
Yeah, from a porn director. Surprising.
That's very...
I will admit, that is surprising.
Shocking.
So he's like, oh, sorry, like, I'll do whatever you want as soon as, like, I just want to watch the intro of this movie.
Oh, yeah, they're about to
fool around, you know.
And he's like, wait, I want to see the intro to this.
So he leans out and he's going to touch the radio. And, like, he's reaching, and he can't get, it's too hard for him to pull up next to the radio. He has to just lean all the way out.
And while he's leaning.
Like, mid-body out of the car.
Yeah, but while he's leaning, the girl keeps, like, grabbing his, like, belt.
Come back in.
Come back in and fuck me, blah, blah, blah.
And then
blah.
You just see, like, a glimmer of a blade. And I'm like, oh, here we go, baby.
And it just slices.
And then just slices his head off.
Clean.
But you see, I love how you see little filaments of the styrofoam when it cuts its head off.
No shit.
That was great.
It's great. It just slices it clean off, and the woman screams, and then you see, like, the fucking...
And then she gets poked in the... Like, I mean, like, oh, quickly poked in the neck.
She gets poked in the neck, and then just falls out and, like, just dies.
I will admit, like, her death scene is the only one I kind of, like, was kind of, like, more good.
Because it's a real person?
Well, because it's a real...
Because the other ones are just fucking styrofoam heads?
Yeah, that's true.
And because they look like styrofoam heads?
But, I mean, she was dedicated to it because she, like, went upside down and the blood dripped into her nose.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine that would be comfortable.
Oh, she went full dedication.
Yeah.
Someone had to.
I would feel really bad, though, if I went full dedication for this movie and then this was the product.
I mean, at least you could brag to people, be like, hey, I was the only one...
Or should I say, this was the picture you got.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone in this
movie... I want to see the intro of this picture.
Everyone in this movie refers to the...
Movies.
The movies that they're watching as pictures.
Picture. I picture them talking like Jimmy Stewart.
Picture.
I want to see the intro to this picture.
I want to see this picture.
This picture. Oh, you see that picture? Yeah.
So then we get two detectives. These are my favorite characters of the whole film, by the way.
These two.
Just because they have one of my favorite... They have my only favorite scene in this entire movie.
This is, like, the only their scene is like the only scene.
It's the only bright spot in this piece literally. Of shit. And it's the only one I kind of enjoyed.
Oh yeah, but no.
It was weird, but and that's just, why I enjoyed it.
It's just standard, like, they're talking about the case and blah, well, blah,
my favorite
blah.
Part, it's all, yeah, it's all bullshit, but the
fake police station?
The big takeaway is the fake police station and the fact that they said that both the teenagers' heads were cut off.
Oh, yeah, they were sliced.
Yeah, and he poked the girl's neck. He didn't slice her.
It. He just poked it.
Yeah. That's my favorite part. They got the information wrong.
But they really wanted us to think that this was like a big, you know, hopping, busy police station.
Yeah, but it's just a set with a bunch of, like, inaudible, yeah. Like, phone rings. And
inaudible
like
phone rings, inaudible conversations, and typewriter clicking.
Yes. They just added those.
We just see two people, these two guys. Bullshit.
They just added that in post.
It's bullshit.
So, they're talking about the manager, and they're saying, like, how he's, like, basically, he's an neurotic. Asshole. He manages the whole thing, so they consider him a perfect asshole.
Yeah, and then they slowly, very slowly, drive up.
Yes.
To the drive-in office.
We have to see their whole drive-in sequence.
We have to see them slowly drive up as the stupid brain-dead music plays.
Oh, the...
It's like a fucking stapler and someone hitting a table.
Yep.
That's the music. That's it!
It sounds like someone's, like, weird version,
at first,
version of Office Slam Dance.
At first, I thought it was, like, sound effects for something. I thought a machine was working. No, that's the music.
That's the music. In a while, they add a piano, a synthesized piano that someone's just slamming on.
Well, this sounds like a dying synthesizer. Okay?
It sounds like a 12-year-old kid just stammering on a synthesizer.
It's like a fucking recorder.
It is awesome.
It's, oh god, and they go and they interview this guy and he's just a fucking asshole.
I love how they approach the guy and they're like,
oh yeah,
they're like, we're police officers.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's like, who are you?
This is detective whatever whatever, and I'm detective.
We're police officers.
You know,
yeah.
So and so, it's we're police officers. So they interview this guy. He's a total asshole. He says that no one comes there. Like, everyone comes there that's weird is weird. And it's not a bunch of fucking zits with long hair. And they're all fucking hippies and all this bullshit.
He also mentions, and we get used to this because about 50 fucking people mention this, that before it was a drive-in, it was a carnival. And the guy, like, sold the land to the bald asshole to turn it into a drive-in. And then we find out that, because they ask, like, who's the guy walking around, like, picking up trash?
Well, that's Garmy. Later to be known as Garmy.
Garmy. Whatever. And how he's just...
He was an old sword swallower that works the grounds, and...
Well, apparently he did everything, because he talked about how he would bite, like, heads off snakes, and...
And he lost all his teeth, and, like...
And, like,
he just talks about, like, how he didn't really, like, they just questioned him and he didn't really see anything.
And, well, like, excuse me, Will. He saw a lot because when they questioned Gurmi, he tells them for, like, 20 fucking minutes all the things that he sees very slowly.
Well, they become friends because instead of, he says, most people call me Garmy, but my friends call me Gurmi.
Gurmi. Whatever.
You just changed the A to an E?
Fuck it.
Okay.
Fuck it. And he tells them that there is this one guy he sees who's always, like, driving around and parking next to people and then moving spots and blah, blah, blah. And they just tell him, like, keep an eye out. That's it.
Let us know if you see anything. Get his license.
And then the bald asshole bitches out some more, and that's it. Scene over.
And then we go back to the drive-thru. As you can see, we're kind of, like, just... Because literally, there's no need to explain what they're talking about because it's not fucking important.
Imagine thinking any of this is important.
They just literally repeat information.
Imagine.
They just talk out their asses the entire time.
We get a scene
of a guy. Oh my god, I hate this scene so much. We just get a fucking guy driving around a drive-through,
slowly,
like a drive-in, and he's just slowly like making his way through the cars and pulling up next to cars and then pulling out and then pulling into another spot.
Well, he finally pulls into the spot. Thank God. And he hits the fucking thing.
Yeah, I think that was an accident.
And then he pulls out and then pulls back in and parks normally. And then we get another couple.
And they're talking about
how she's pregnant.
Well, no. So he's cheating on his wife with this woman.
Yeah.
And she's like wanting him to stay with him. It's stupid. And yeah. Then she says
she's pregnant. She's
pregnant. He says, okay, I'm excited. I'm going to leave my wife tomorrow.
And then the whole time we get shots of this random fuckface.
Just like, coming up and like looking like creepy.
Well, first he's like kind of like just like sort of squatting in his car so no one sees him and just listening to them. But then after they start making out, he like walks up and just peeks through the window, goes back down,
and then gets back up, peeks through the window, goes back down.
They keep making out, and then
I even made the comment, I'm like, I swear to fucking God, if he comes up one more time, yeah, I'm turning it off.
No, you won't.
He didn't. I wouldn't. But
you fuck. You have to sit through it.
It was an empty threat, but the movie didn't know that, Kay.
Does the movie know anything?
No.
Because the bitch, you know what happens? They get stuck.
Yeah, they're making
stick him.
And the sword comes through both of them.
It stabs through both of them. You guys ever, you know, there's that little movie you might have heard of called Friday the 13th?
Oh, yeah, where he takes the spear through the two.
When the couples are fucking and he just spears them both. That's a good scene.
My favorite death scene in that, because it was really well done and kind of effective and really creepy, was Kevin Bacon's
the
death
throat
scene.
Thing. Yeah.
The arrowhead through the throat.
We'll see. You know, the thing about both of these scenes, though, is that they're very, like, they look real.
Yeah.
You know?
Imagine.
And
it doesn't just look like a sword stabbing through a squib.
Well, and the funny thing is,
and then the girl like spits out a little bit of blood.
Well, here's the funny thing about that scene: when he stabs it, the girl is hugging a styrofoam mannequin.
Yeah.
Because when you see like they try to cover his like neck, mm-hmm, with his hair so you wouldn't tell, but when you see it, oh boy,
it's terrible.
There's like paint chipping off of it. It's shit. But he stabs both of them and apparently leaves the fucking sword.
Yeah, even though it doesn't show him leaving the sword. The sword. Well, sorry, why I can't talk.
Because the next scene is
more detective work.
And they have the sword there. And they bring in the fucking
the guy. So I want to mention, like, one of the detectives is flailing this, like, mm-hmm, sword around like it's, like, the Home Shopping Network.
Yeah, it gets, like, we
get a close-up of him, like, just turning it. And I was half expecting the other detective to be like, now look at this fine Damascus blade, you know, like something like that. It could be yours for like three low payments of $59.99.
It can go right through two people.
So sharp and so clean, it can go through two people.
Through two people without any problems.
Or
like butter.
Or it can decapitate one person in one fell swoop.
Yeah. And just quickly just poke.
And poke. Poke so effectively, it kills people on contact.
It pokes so good that the cops think that you fucking sliced her.
Yeah.
You just poked her. But they interview Gurmi.
Oh, God.
And nothing, like, again, he repeats the same shit that we heard from the bald asshole about how there used to be a carnival here and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And all this, then the stores and blah, blah, and nothing happens. And they're just like, okay, keep an eye out.
And then
he has the license plate.
Yeah, so they get the license plate and go to the creeper's house.
They go to the weirdo who was watching them, and
they start talking to him, and he's creepy.
He just, So his living room is covered in nudie posters.
Sorry about all the coughing. I'm still getting over this cold, so.
Have fun. I'm sure this movie helped you.
Yeah, it did.
And there's nudie posters all over his room.
I know, and they're just, like, strung about, like, just randomly on the walls.
I think that was their desperate way.
Like, I feel like one of the people in the film crew had like a collection of Playboys, and they're like, get all your centerfolds. We're going to post them on the wall because this guy's a pervert.
No.
And he's supposed to have nudie pictures all over his house.
I can tell you what that is. That was their desperate attempt at getting boobs in the movie. That's what that is.
It's violent enough, and like, I don't know. It could have been like, there could have been more boobs if you wanted.
I know, but Well, they couldn't commit. Porno director couldn't commit. So they strung up a bunch of fucking posters.
The thing he knows best.
Just whatever. Posters in his room. And then they interview him, and the fucking guy brings out like a paper.
I love it. He's like, look. This scene made me die.
I can't believe this is in the movie.
Because he unfolds it. He's like unfolding it, and he's like, look at this.
He
messes up in the middle of a sentence and then just goes on like,
and they leave it in
the movie, because he literally goes, look at this.
It sounded like he was fucking like about to puke mid sentence.
I was about to puke.
But it's in the movie. They just left it in. That's fine.
I love that.
And then he leaves, and then the other guy starts talking to him, and eventually,
one of the detectives goes to look around his house.
So are you going to explain this to us? And he's like, I did nothing wrong. I just wanted to beat my meat. That's literally what he says.
So they're like,
I've never heard the term beat my meat so, like, pathetic. Be so, like, desperate.
I just
wanted
to beat my meat.
I just wanted to beat my meat.
So they are like, okay, there's nothing here. Let's go check your car. And the guy's like, well, can't we go out, like, looking as friends? I don't want the neighbors to know anything. And they,
I'm sure they won't know now.
They go out to the car, and they start looking in it, and they find, like, a bloody cloth.
And he immediately runs away.
He just books it.
Yeah.
And then we get a lame-ass chase scene where these two chubby detectives try and chase down this, like, fit
man. One
of
them on foot, and the other one in a car.
So
they finally
get him cornered.
And they grab him, and he's just like, just a dog.
It was a dog. I hit it on the way home, and I didn't know what to do with it.
Literally. Next scene is like a phone, and it's just a guy like, we can confirm the DNA was a dog. End scene.
Now we're back at the drive-in. Surprise, surprise.
Back!
The same night, because it was filmed in one night, so.
Well, fuck off. And
we get a cut.
You know what? I have three words to say.
What?
What a turkey.
What a turkey. He said exactly what I was feeling.
Because we get a new couple, and the guy is just like, what a turkey.
He literally says, what a turkey.
This picture.
This picture is lame.
This picture is a turkey.
And then, like, so she wants to watch it because it's her favorite movie.
And she's seen
it, like, three times already.
And he wants to fuck.
And he's trying to, like, kiss her and stuff, and she's like, no, I want to watch the movie. No, no,
as he
no.
Very slowly undresses her, and also, we see the cops, and one
this
of them.
This is my favorite.
This is the best scene of the movie. I'm not even joking. One of them is, because they're trying to pretend to be a couple.
Because they think that the pervert is doing it, basically.
Yeah.
And they're trying to act like a couple so he'll creep on them.
Yeah. And so one of them is dressed up as a woman, and
oh my god, it was he's just in a wig and a hat,
and it's just hilarious because
he's in
like
a sundress too. It's great.
It's fucking hilarious because like there's a part when they're like, wait, we're being watched, and the other guy like goes into
like
make out.
He tries to make out. He's like, oh, your breath smells horrible,
and he's like, don't ever do that again. Your breath smells like horrible, or
That's
like
awesome.
One of them like has to like go to the bathroom, eventually, and he's just like, wait a minute, where the hell do I go? Like, well, where do you normally go? The men's room. Like, I can't do that now.
I can't like, go looking
he's
like this.
He's like, whatever. Just go in the bushes. And then
so
also, Gurmy, like, sees them.
Gurmy, like, stops by and says, like, that's the guy right there. And then the manager
like, yeah,
comes by.
And the manager is like, he's like, oh, it's you. And you brought some woman with you. Like, he doesn't notice that it's, yeah.
So the guy trying to mack on the girl gets annoyed and like is like, well, forget this. I'm going to go for a walk.
Well, he doesn't even say where he goes. He just goes somewhere.
He unbuttons their blouse and, you know, like that's the only – from a porn director, I'm surprised that's the only boobs you see in the movie.
You get a
lot. Other than the
– You get like a millisecond.
Yeah. And the
as he like quickly unbuttons her blouse and then just like says fuck it and walks out of the car.
And the creeper's like pulled up next to him and like creeping out again.
He's been there the whole time.
And then, so the guy goes back to the car after, like, the detectives have to go to the bathroom and all that funny stuff ensues. So the guy goes back to the car and he sits down and he's like, let's just leave. And then, like,
starts driving.
And her head falls off.
You get a styrofoam head falling off a styrofoam body.
Yep. And he, like, yells, and then so the detectives go over, and they think it's the creeper first, so they go into his car, and his throat is slit.
His throat is slit. Scene end.
Scene end. Now they're questioning the drive-thru manager.
Again, and he's, like, yelling at them and all this stuff. And then there's one funny moment.
When he said he used to be a knife thrower for the carnival. Like, they found out he used to be a knife thrower
Yeah,
for
and
the
that he didn't mention this to him them before, but... There's one funny moment in this scene where, because the detective who's like, who was dressed up as a woman walks in, and he just kind of looks at him and is like, do you have a sister or something? And then, like, Grimmy's like, he doesn't have a sister. And he's like, shut the fuck up. And, like, that's the one funny.
Those were the only two scenes in this that I were like, okay.
It's like, and again, it's only funny because of that previous thing.
Yeah.
And that's literally the only thing in this fucking movie that works is a throwaway joke.
Yep. Well, we're about to get some throwaway scenes, that's for sure.
This next is the real throwaway joke.
Is a throwaway.
There's a couple of them.
So they question the manager. He basically has nothing to say.
And he refuses to shut down the theater because business is booming, because everyone wants to go to a theater where some dude is slicing people's heads off. I don't know. And we get a scene.
So Garmy.
Of Grimmy walking around a carnival.
Yep.
Remembering random things
that we've heard throughout the movie. Now, mind you, this is only, like, this movie is only an hour and 14 minutes, so if your attention span can't handle that, like, I don't know. And this is at, like, the 40-minute mark, so if your attention span can't remember conversations that were 40 minutes ago,
if you can't remember worthless conversations from maybe 20 minutes ago, oh, boy.
I mean, they're not...
You're in luck.
I mean, they're not really important because nothing happens.
Nothing.
Because he just goes to the carnival and then just leaves.
He goes to the carnival, looks at a bunch of rides. We hear a bunch of random conversations from before for no reason. Then that's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
Then the cops are at a police station, and they get a phone call, and they're like, I think we got him. There's a killer with a machete.
And he's holding a girl hostage. From what? I don't know.
Huh?
He was, like, holding her hostage.
Yeah.
But, like, he's in the warehouse just holding a knife, a machete to her throat, and not giving, like, there's no police or anything. He's just there.
Well, yeah. They just know. They're omnipotent.
Do we have to explain this scene?
Yes.
Why?
Because
it's not even important.
Exactly. I don't give a shit. This scene can go eat a fuck.
So we get
this thing,
a guy.
Oh God,
holding a girl hostage with a machete, and he has blood all over his shirt.
But Will, it's very important. We should mention also in this scene, he keeps talking to her, and he talks to her. This scene is like 10 minutes long, by the way. And he talks to her, and he talks to her some more, and it's completely inaudible. And he keeps talking to her. It's inaudible. She bites his arm, runs away, and then. We get scene after scene
of them in the same
it's fucking the same
place
spot in a tiny little warehouse, and they want us to think
it's a big ass warehouse.
It's the same spot.
So she runs around, eventually he catches up to her.
Well, first he sits down. He has a little sit down, and then he gets back up, and then he
steps up on one of the shelves and like looks around for her. And then finds her, and then...
The cops show up,
he gets freaked out, they go in, they're like, one of the hobos outside says he has a gun, even though he hasn't had a gun at all up until...
He does now, bitch!
He does now, and we get a gun fight scene.
And then they finally shoot him, and the little girl is like, you didn't have to kill him.
That was my dad, you didn't have to kill him, he escaped out of the mental institution today.
And then they know... It's not the killer because he escaped from the mental...
Can I ask you a question, Alex?
No. You know why? Because this scene can eat a fucking dick.
Because it has nothing to fucking do with the actual movie?
That's confirmed.
Nothing.
They put this scene
it
in the movie.
Nothing to do with the fucking little... What little plot there is to this movie. It has nothing to fucking do
plot?
With it.
Plot?
Oh my God.
We got a 10-minute scene... of some fuckhead inaudibly saying things and chasing a girl around the same spot.
Same tiny-ass warehouse.
And then pretending that it's a big warehouse We had to sit here for 10 minutes watching this shit for nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, because literally they don't.
Because they put this scene in the movie so they could fit the. So it would be feature length.
That's confirmed. That is actual what happened.
That is actual factual evidence. That's the best they could do.
So we now go back to the drive-in.
Fuck this shit. Fuck this fucking garbage-ass shit.
It gets better, Alex.
I know it does. This is true.
It gets better.
It has the best ending ever. This ending will shock you once you see it.
A favorite here at They Mostly Come Out at Night. A favorite of this kind of ending. We've had a few.
Oh, limp dicks?
Yes.
Yeah, we are big fans of limp.
Huge.
Limp floppy dicks.
We're huge fans of limp floppy dicks.
Just flopping around, all soft.
So
that's this fucking ending.
They're sitting at the drive-thru, and Garmy apparently got fired from the fucking
drive-in. God. And he's carrying a fucking briefcase.
So the detectives are back on their way to the drive-in.
And this woman is like, don't go in there. He'll kill you.
Well, so the detectives think it's the manager.
For some reason.
They just, process of elimination are like, oh, it has to be the manager.
Let's get that bald asshole.
So Garmy goes into the with the suitcase and like the girl's trying to tell him not to go.
Don't go, he'll kill you. The guy said he'll kill you,
and then like he goes in, and then we get like a shot of a cowboy. Well,
he also says like, oh, this is like the collection of so and so's knives and swords.
Yeah.
So it's like sort of kind of making you think that Gurmy's the killer.
So he goes in and like we see a shot of this cowboy movie.
Not yet. No.
Oh, no.
We see he goes in, the woman looks at the screen and just is like, "Oh my god." And we get a very quick
like I love it cuz it's like the movie screen, and then you get a silhouette of the bald guy and a silhouette of just some guy holding a sword, and he just pokes him.
This shot is, I'm not even joking, it maybe lasts 1 second.
Maybe. If that.
It is so quick. If you blink, you'll miss it.
It's almost like a subliminal message.
A subliminal fuck you.
Yeah, right.
And we just see like this goofy ass shot of like a quick fucking like sword stab. The quickest sword stab I've ever seen. And the guy like joke. You know what it looks like? It looks like a fucking like Charlie Chaplin movie.
Yeah.
Like the way it's like the reaction is so like exaggerated. And it's like a fucking like Buster Keaton or Charlie Chaplin skit.
And then the
detectives show up. And they're like, oh my god. And we see another one.
And it's longer, but it's just a guy wailing on a guy.
We see another quick swipe. And then he
just swings it down on the guy.
He kind of swings it down, and the guy doesn't even react. And then they go in there.
And they react to the dead bald guy. And then they're like, is there any other exits? And the girl's like, no, that's it.
That's the only room.
That's the other closet.
And then they're like, Gurmy, are you in there? And they open it up.
And Gurmy's hung up on a sword with his arms and legs chopped off. And then, that's not the end, folks. The end.
The end is the director shows up on camera.
And whips drops out.
Drops his pants. Turns around. Spreads his ass cheeks and just shits in your face, or he does the Ace Ventura thing.
Wait, I gotta. I gotta find the actual like.
You're not gonna find the quote.
I won't.
I. Who the fuck?
I might.
Oh my god.
So anyway, at the end, it shows this like this scroll, and it says,
"Oh god."
And it says, you know, in the summer of whatever 1976, a killer killed like 9 people at a drive-in movie theater
in California.
He was never
found.
He was never found.
No one knows what he looks like.
He still roams the state.
He could be anywhere.
And he could be at a drive-in theater near you.
He could be anywhere.
And then all of a sudden, I got to move my pop filter for this one. It says, "Attention guests.
This is
the drive-in manager. There is a, not to be alarmed, but there's a murderer on the loose in the theater.
Don't be alarmed.
The police are on their way.
Don't be alarmed.
End scene.
End movie.
End movie.
End life.
Fuck this movie.
What the fuck is that ending?
A gimmick. We watched an hour and 14-minute gimmick.
Are you supposed to watch this movie and believe that shit?
Can you imagine being some poor schmuck
who that, paid like, money to paid, see this?
Like, his or her hard-earned money to go into a drive-in movie theater to watch this because they like slasher films. So they go into this. You're watching it. You're like, this is a really dumb movie, but maybe the payout's good.
Oh. And
then you get that
payoff.
Do you think anyone fucking believed that shit?
No.
No one was like, oh my god, there's a murderer in the drive-in, you know? Oh my god, we have to leave.
What's the logic there? Like,
I don't know. Shock value?
Was this, like, okay, let's operate on this logic. Like, am I supposed to believe that this whole movie was, like, really happening?
No.
Like, how could it be? It's shit. You tell me that scene of the fucking Gurmy walking around a carnival listening to flashbacks? Was that, like, real shit?
Were they, like, trying to frame it like a documentary? Like, no.
Like, why?
I don't know.
Is that the best they could do?
Yes. That's the best they could fucking do, Alex. That's it. That is literally all you need to know about Drive-In Massacre. I mean, holy shit.
This hurts.
This movie fucking blows. And I hate gimmicky endings. I just fuck them. Fuck them. Like the fucking, it reminds me of.
Fuck them.
Reminds me of the fucking, I bet you got it with the butler. Fuck that shit. Fuck it. Sorry, I'm swearing a lot. Fuck it. Oh my god, dude. It makes me so mad because you just watch this. You're watching this movie for an ineffective gimmick.
You're watching this movie for a big, floppy, soft dick. That's this.
An hour and 14 minutes of this shit just so they could fucking just shit all over us.
Just so they could flop their floppy dick at you and be like, aha.
Gave us a little mushroom stamp.
That's it. Just fucking micro penis. Nothing. Nothing. This is garbage.
I think this movie is more disappointing than a micro penis.
Yeah, because at least, like, you know, you could use your hands or something. This movie didn't even do that.
No.
It didn't even want to. It couldn't. Well, this movie wasn't even nice enough to give you a reach around.
This movie is so unsatisfying. Okay. It's. So one of my final thoughts is I was bored the entire time.
Oh.
It was so boring, dude.
Shocking.
I know.
I mean, a movie where nothing happens?
There's nothing profound. There's nothing. They literally had to add a scene to pad out time. That's how little happens in this movie.
Well, think about this. This is the best they could do. How embarrassing.
That's what I'm thinking. They had, like, maybe 30 minutes of film.
That's the best they could do.
That was it.
Like, that's the best.
I could do fucking better.
Bitch, there are horror movies every fucking year that, at their most basic, are better than this.
My thing is, like, we've watched just almost so many better films than this.
So many.
Like,
this is shit.
Ended all on a fucking gimmick? Are you kidding me?
On a fucking, this is your manager speaking, there's a killer in the theater. Go fuck yourself.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's how you decide to end your movie?
You couldn't do it.
That's how you decide to end your shit movie that you had to pad out for an hour and 14 minutes.
That we had to watch 10 minutes of this jackass walking around a warehouse.
How sad
Nothing.
Of a director are you when you have to fucking pad out a movie and then they're like, I'm going to really shock them at the end.
The kind of man who also made teeny buns.
Yes. It's true.
That's.
So, in conclusion, this movie is absolute garbage. Like, there are some people that kind of like it. I would say the only redeemable thing is the detectives are kind of funny at times. like, the detectives, like, add a sense of, like, kind of comedic refreshment. I'm not going to say relief, because there's no relief needed. My relief in this movie would have been turning it off. But it's just, like, it's kind of, like, they're kind of quirky enough to, like, at least be like, huh, okay, I got a chuckle. That's about it. But other than that, this movie is worthless. It is a waste of time. It is a waste of energy, to be honest. It's a waste of TV energy, and TVs don't even take that much energy to process. So it's just a waste of a movie. It's a complete garbage dump of a movie. Your final thoughts?
Oh my god. Oh boy. I don't even know. I don't even know where to start with this fucking thing. Like, I like slasher movies.
I do, you know, too.
I quite enjoy slasher movies.
They can be good.
I don't even give a shit. Like, people are like, oh, slasher movies ruin horror movies. I'm like, go fuck yourself. I love slasher movies. This shit?
Maybe this is the kind of movies that people are talking about when they're like, I hate slasher movies.
Nah, when people talk about they hate slasher movies, they usually do refer to things like Friday the 13th, which I love those movies. So, you know.
I just think they're entertaining.
Yeah, they are. They're like, fucking great.
They're not necessarily the
this?
Best. No.
Oh my god. This thing. Like, just, I don't understand, like, just make a fucking movie about, like, people getting murdered at drive-in.
Or if you're not going to do a movie, at the very least, like, just make it, like, an episode of something.
Like, just make a fucking movie about, I don't know, like, just take this setup and just do anything with it other than what they did.
But, Alex, it was based on an original story.
Well, I'm sure it was, because all you have to do is some jackass has to come up to you and be like, hey, let's make a movie about a guy who kills people in a drive-in with swords.
And the poor
director is
like, yes.
That's your original story.
Yeah.
You could do that with any gimmick location. Like, do a fucking, I don't know, a guy who murders people in a fucking supermarket, a theme park, a porno theater. Now, there's a movie.
Castrates men at a porno theater.
Copyright, baby. We doing this. Okay. Like, anything. And then they took this setup and just did fucking nothing. We get some goddamn styrofoam heads falling around. And that happens, what, every 20 minutes?
Yeah. Maybe.
Like a quick scene. That last one wasn't even, we didn't even see it. It was just, her head just falls off. And then we see the guy's throat cut. We didn't even see it on camera. That's how limp they are. You know what this movie did? It ejaculated early. Because that first one was the most amusing.
It's a pre-cum.
It did. It pre-cummed, and then that's, it didn't have more to give.
Yep.
Because that first death is the most amusing.
In kind of lewd terms, it blew its load and then just, like, kind of fell asleep.
It did. And then you tried to
wake
it up.
It's like a...
Yeah. And then you tried to wake it up.
Terrible man that is just like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. And then you try to wake it up, and it just doesn't.
Yeah, it's just flaccid.
So you have to go and, like, you know, awkwardly watch Netflix by yourself or something.
Yeah.
That's this movie.
Exactly.
They couldn't even think of, like, an ending. They couldn't even be like, oh, this is going to be the killer. Or that, or, like, we're going to have a twist. Because remember, no. Carnival of Blood had a twist. It was dumb.
Alex, they couldn't even do that. No
but
twist.
They, yeah, they just...
They ended on a gimmick.
They just killed everybody and were just gimmick. Fuck this movie.
Yeah.
Fuck it up its goddamn limp dick.
So, Shitty to Pretty.
2.
Yeah, I wouldn't say this reaches 1 status.
Not like, quite.
But I would say 2 is a good gauge. Just the only thing that saves it from that 1 status is the detectives for me.
If this movie had, like, I'm not joking, I am giving this on, like, the most generous 2. Like, if they had, like, no gore in this, I'd give it a 1.
I'm giving it a 2 just because of the detectives. Because I kind of enjoyed...
That was amusing.
...some of their scenes.
It was amusing. But if, like I said, if this movie had no gore and you just kind of saw, like, people get murdered off camera, I'd straight up give this a 1.
Yeah.
Not even...
If it was all like that scene where the girl gets like her.
If it was all like that, I'd give this a fucking one. I'd think this is worthless garbage. But the fact that you do see a fucking styrofoam head flying around, two.
Now, I don't know why you would. I don't know why anyone would.
You should.
But if you'd like to watch this movie, it is available on Amazon Prime. There also might be a shitty version on YouTube. So go watch it there. Yeah. So that was Drive-In Massacre.
A massacre, indeed.
Yes, a massacre of our minds. Now, if you house cleaning items, we have a live stream. Not soon, but, you know.
Oh, do we?
This month. We've decided on a date.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What are those? Well, what's a live stream?
A live stream, or, well, the mostly coming at night live stream. It's a beautiful live stream where you get to see two dudes, or three, sometimes three, go and just play the shittiest games they can find on Steam and lose their goddamn minds while drinking beer. And then at the end, you know, always eating a dinner on microphone.
It's a mukbang.
It's a mukbang. It's a little bit of everything, okay? It's something for everyone to love. You get video games, you get a Let's Play, you get a mukbang. Maybe we'll add like a review in there. I don't know.
Review?
No, I don't know. Okay. We review.
I'm not reviewing games. I'm sorry.
We just review the games by shitting on them, basically.
By our reaction during them. You're not going to get a fucking, you're not going to get anything legitimate.
So, the live stream is planned for the 31st of March. Yes, it is the last day of March. And yes, the next day is April Fool's Day, so you can figure out that for yourself.
Look, there's no tricks, okay?
No, not on that. If it was the April 1st, maybe, but it's March 31st, so we're good.
Yeah, we're not that clever, don't worry.
Yeah, no, we're not. So, we could barely figure out our microphone setup, so, anyway. That story will be on the live stream. We have a lot of stuff to talk about, so we hope you guys, like, come and hang out, because it's going to be really fun for you, not for us.
For somebody.
Yeah, so, anything else to add, Alex?
Fuck no.
All right.
I just want to stop thinking about this movie.
All right, let's do that. As always, for They Mostly Come Out at Night, this has been Will.
This has been your manager.
And we will talk to you all later.
Bye.
This is your manager speaking.
There is a killer. There is a killer
at the podcast. There is a killer at the podcast.
Please don't be alarmed.
The police are on the...
I bet you thought it was the butler.